Imagine bleeding out in a dark alley when an angel walks past, a woman with nearly white hair, completely oblivious to your dying body. For Zayden Graves, this fleeting encounter becomes an all-consuming obsession. After recovering from his near-fatal wounds, he stalks Blake for months, breaking into her apartment while she sleeps, watching her every move, even kissing her unconscious lips. In his twisted mind, this isn't violation, it's devotion. He doesn't just want Blake, he believes she belongs to him by cosmic design. Meanwhile, Blake lives unaware of her stalker, though she occasionally wakes with strange sensations that something in her apartment feels off. A bartender with heterochromatic eyes, one brown, one blue, she's built a quiet life in Seattle after escaping a relationship in Chicago. When Zayden is arrested for brutally attacking a man following Blake after her shift, his obsession doesn't wane. Instead, he enlists his identical twin brother, Dominic, to watch over her in his absence, setting in motion a dangerous dance that will forever alter three broken souls. What makes this story so unsettling isn't just the premise. It's how easily we're drawn into understanding these damaged characters, recognizing that sometimes the most intense connections form in the darkest places. Dominic approaches Blake intending only to watch over her as Zayden requested. Unlike his brother's predatory stalking, Dominic's approach is seductive. He sits in her bar nightly, watching her with an intensity that makes her feel strangely protected. When an aggressive customer harasses Blake, Dominic responds with brutal violence, beating the man severely enough to cause permanent neurological damage. Rather than being repelled, Blake finds herself drawn to him, recognizing in his darkness something that mirrors her own. The complexity deepens when Blake discovers Dominic and Zayden are identical twins. After Zayden returns from prison, the boundaries between the brothers blur disturbingly. Their identical appearances create a hall of mirrors effect where identity becomes fluid and dangerous, transforming their interactions into a twisted exploration of desire and trauma-shaped understanding of love. Haven't we all been drawn to people who reflect parts of ourselves we don't fully understand, especially those darker elements we rarely acknowledge? All three protagonists endured devastating childhoods that distorted their concept of love. 9-year-old twins Dominic and Zayden killed their uncle after he murdered their mother. Maxim discovered them, helped conceal the crime, and offered a choice: separation in foster care or working for him. They chose to become assassins. Blake suffered equally severe trauma. Orphaned at 6 when her father killed her mother and himself, she endured years in foster care where her foster father and his friends repeatedly abused her in the basement while his wife remained oblivious upstairs. When Blake shares her past, the brothers don't offer conventional sympathy but promise revenge. Zayden locates her former abuser, bringing her to participate in his torture and murder. This act is presented as cathartic, a reclaiming of power that helps Blake process her trauma. The story suggests traditional healing wasn't possible for these damaged individuals. Only by finding others equally broken could they create a space where their unconventional forms of love make sense. The story evolves from obsession into an exploration of polyamory, albeit a deeply dysfunctional version. Initially torn between Dominic and Zayden, Blake eventually embraces a relationship with both men simultaneously. This arrangement challenges conventional dynamics through a complex negotiation of jealousy, possession, and love. Dominic struggles with sharing Blake, Zayden must accept her feelings for his brother, and Blake must reconcile her desire for both while maintaining her autonomy. The narrative presents this three-way relationship as ultimately healing. Dominic provides Blake with stability and tenderness, while Zayden offers intensity and passion. Together, they create a protective environment, helping her process trauma and reclaim her sexuality. This unconventional arrangement forces all three to develop better communication and emotional awareness. Through their struggles for balance, they learn to express needs clearly and respect boundaries. The story suggests healing can come in unconventional forms, with family defined by emotional bonds rather than societal norms. Throughout the story, violence functions almost as its own character, a primal force that both destroys and creates. The brothers' capacity for violence becomes their primary love language, expressing devotion without moral pretense. When they discover Blake's history of abuse, they transform revenge into a gift, hunting down her abusers. In the narrative's most powerful sequence, they bring her face to face with Marcus Thorne, her primary abuser, giving Blake control over his fate. This portrays her participation as a reclamation of agency after years of victimization. Blood emerges as a powerful motif. Zayden's obsession spans from his fascination with Blake's menstrual cycle to careful cuts during intimate encounters. The symbolism deepens when Blake requests both brothers carve their initials into her skin, a ceremony combining pain, pleasure, and possession beyond traditional commitment. The fusion of violence with intimacy culminates when Blake eliminates Maxim, the man who trained the brothers and orchestrated her parents' accident, cementing her position within their dark trinity. The final act forces the characters to face their choices' consequences. Maxim kidnaps Blake to Russia, compelling the brothers to confront their past and the man who shaped them into killers. We learn the disturbing truth that Maxim watched Blake her entire life and sent his brother, who abused her for years, connecting all their traumas. In the climactic showdown, Blake is shot while killing Maxim to save the brothers. Her near-death experience becomes the ultimate test for their unconventional family, with the brothers' desperate fight to save her revealing a love beyond mere possessiveness. The epilogue shows them in a San Diego beach house, having left Seattle's painful memories behind. Blake survived, but carries a prominent scar from her ordeal. Now married to Zayden, though considering herself married to both brothers, she has given birth to twin boys, symbolically representing her equal love for both men. Graves explores how trauma shapes identity and connection. The brothers became killers not by simple choice, but through systematic childhood violence. Blake's ability to love them stems from her own abuse history, creating a bond of shared trauma. Within this brokenness, they forge genuine connection, a fierce loyalty and protective love offering the belonging they've craved. The twins, once seeing people as mere targets, learn to value Blake's life above their own. Blake reclaims her sexuality and agency through men who desire her completely while recognizing her strength. Their unconventional family demonstrates how beauty can emerge from darkness, suggesting even monsters can build meaningful lives when accepted without judgment. This challenges conventional notions of redemption. Can authentic love exist outside societal norms? Should trauma survivors be judged by the same standards as others? Perhaps most unsettling isn't the violence or relationships, but how the story reveals the monsters we all could become, and our desperate search for someone who loves us not despite our darkness, but because of it.